These are perilous times for the state of Israel. Surrounded by enemies, under daily attack from Hamas and Hezbollah, and being threatened with extinction by Iran, which is marching to build a nuclear arsenal that is an imminent threat to Israel and the world. For generations, Israel has counted on one ally, the United States. Few nations in the world have enjoyed a closer bond of political, military, and emotional support. But things have changed since Barack Obama became president. Within months of being sworn in as president, Obama flew to Cairo and promised the Muslim world a new approach to the peace process. Instead of providing steadfast support for Israel, Obama wanted an approach that was more even-handed. The Washington Post, in a scathing exposé of the Obama administration's Mideast failures, reports that in a private meeting with President Obama, the Jewish leaders around the table sat in stunned silence. Abe Foxman, National Director of the Anti-Defamation League, said, "We believed from that point that we were in for problems, and we were right." When Obama traveled to Egypt to announce his new policy and declined to step foot in Israel, the Arab world rejoiced. They believed that with a friend in the White House, they would not have to make any concessions for peace. Itamar Marcus of the Independent Palestinian Watch.
President Obama's speech was taken with tremendous support by the Palestinian Authority and was probably one of the most damaging statements that has ever been said by an American president with regard to peace.
From there, relations with Israel weakened further. Angered by Israel's construction of housing in its capital of Jerusalem, President Obama snubbed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We all remember Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington, in which there was some very clear tension between Netanyahu and President Obama.
Oren Kessler is the respected foreign correspondent for the Jerusalem Post.
I think many Israelis saw that as sort of Obama punishing Netanyahu sort of in front of the world.
Jacob Levy is a leading Israeli pollster who headed the Gallup organization in Israel.
Obama is not treating Bibi right. They don't talk equally. And this makes Israelis very much concerned.
Many prominent Democrats were offended as well.
The next day, Hillary Clinton called up Netanyahu and talked very tough to him. And worse, they made it public through their spokesperson, a guy named Crowley. And Crowley said something I had never heard before, which is the relationship of Israel and the United States depends on the pace of the negotiation. That is terrible. That is a dagger.
I believe that the president is embarked upon changing the foreign policy of the United States by dissing, as you use the expression, the state of Israel, as he did at the White House with Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Israelis were shocked and offended by President Obama's cold welcome of Prime Minister Netanyahu. Worse still was Obama's retreat from the commitments of the previous administrations.
This is the first time since the early 1970s, that is for 40 years, when Israel cannot depend on the United States government. Everybody knows this.
In May 2011, on the eve of a visit from Prime Minister Netanyahu, Obama said Israel must begin negotiations with the Arabs by using the 1967 borders with land swaps as a starting point. A view soundly rejected as indefensible by Israeli leadership of all parties. Yair Shamir is a prominent Israeli businessman and son of the former prime minister.
Those lines were as a result of a ceasefire. It was not a result of negotiation. In 48, the Jordan army conquered until this point.
The 67 border was no sacrosanct border. It was no line that was drawn by agreement. It was purely an armistice line from 1949 war.
Zalman Shoval is a veteran diplomat and former Israeli ambassador to the United States.
The present administration gave those Palestinians who were not very much inclined to compromise anyway more ammunition, let's say, not to be very compromising towards Israel or not to be very conciliatory towards Israel. Compromise is a two-way street. It's not just Israel giving up. Why should we? they have to give up on certain things.
President Obama made the Palestinians more extreme and pushed the sides farther apart than they ever were before.
Leading Democrats joined the chorus of criticism.
Israel's borders must be defensible and must reflect reality on the ground.
Everyone knows that the 1967 lines are simply indefensible for Israel.
No one should set premature parameters about borders, about building, or about anything else.
I think he's handled the relationship with Israel in a way that has encouraged Israel's enemies and really unsettled the Israelis.
Prior to being elected, Jews were encouraged by Barack Obama's commitment to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
And Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel, and it must remain undivided.
But now, that commitment has been shrouded from view.
What city does this administration consider to be the capital of Israel, Jerusalem or Tel Aviv?
I haven't had that question in a while. Our position has not changed, Connie. Can we...
What's the capital?
You know our position.
I don't.
No. She doesn't know. She doesn't know. That's why she asked.
She does know.
She does not know. She just said she doesn't know.
That's what I call him, Chrissy. Go ahead.
Israelis now worry that a second Obama term in which he is freed from re-election concerns will bring more pressure to make concessions that will jeopardize Israel's security.
I think the U.S.-Israel relationship is at a real crossroads. It's at a real moment of truth. I think Israelis are watching to see whether that traditionally very strong relationship can endure.
They are not sure that President Obama will support them fully. They're not sure.
I don't think there's anybody in Israel who believes that the Obama administration is strongly supportive of Israel or can be relied on.
If any Jew in America believes that Israel has the right to exist, then they can't possibly see Obama's policy towards Israel as some kind of tenable long-term plan for Israel's survival.
This is the first administration in which the average Israeli citizen truly questions whether the United States has the back of Israel militarily in the region.
I believe that Israelis would convey their concern about the feeling that after the election, Obama will be motivated by history, not by his need to be reelected. The sort of the real Obama will come out.
As a moderate Democrat, as a person interested in international affairs, I will vote against President Obama and against this administration. No Jewish American should vote for Obama on the belief that he's a great friend of Israel.
Whether you are a Democrat, Republican, or Independent, think about this. Think about whether a nuclear Iran can be tolerated. Think about Obama pressuring Israel to go back to the 67 borders, and whether Obama will truly have Israel's back when the chips are down. Israel is the eternal home of the Jewish people. We are connected by religion, culture, and our love of freedom. If history has taught us one lesson, it's that our security must never be taken for granted. We can do better than Barack Obama. We must do better.